Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey there, it's Kelly and Anthony welcoming you to the Wake Up Calls full show podcast.
You can always catch us live on KFrog Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 10 a.m.
But if you missed any of today's show or you just wanted to spend a little more time with us, you came to the right place.
So without further ado, let's take it away with today's show.
Let's go!
Woo! It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On 95.1 KFrog.
95.1 KFrog, it's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony, 5:11, bright and early, brand new day.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Anybody else wake up this morning though thinking it was Friday?
Me, I went to bed last night thinking, all right, one more day.
It's like the short work week just totally screws you up. Like yeah. You would think like you'd be set up and be like, all right, here we go, we're halfway through.
No,
I'm like, it's not done yet.
Yeah, we're looking for an even shorter work week.
Right. Jenny, you did something cool yesterday. You went whale watching?
Yeah. I like to do that. I like to be out on the water. It's my zen place. It's very nice.
But did you see any whales?
Nah, no whales.
Just dolphins?
Just those skinny little dolphins.
Where did you go?
Down in Newport Beach. Love that. Davy's Locker.
Oh, beautiful.
We tried that one. So it was a lot of fun.
See, and that is something, like growing up in Southern California, I have never gone whale watching. I remember it was like our 8th grade field trip, and I called off sick that day because I was like, I don't feel like it. I want to stay home and watch, like, I don't know, whatever horrible thing was on TV that
Beverly
day.
Hills.
Yeah, reruns of something. But I've never gone. Have you ever gone yet?
I've gone. I think the same thing. I went for a field trip. And it's almost, I guess, kind of like fishing. You're just kind of sitting there waiting for something. And we never saw anything. I don't even think we saw dolphins. Nothing.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Not a thing.
See, now, the last time my sister was here, we went through a pod of 2,000 dolphins.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez. And the waves were dolphins. It was unbelievable.
Oh, that's cool, though.
Yeah. But they also have a big board up there that says, you know, like, on Tuesday, we saw 7 so-and-so whales. You know, and then today, you know, the day I went, there's like zero.
Nothing.
They all hid.
See, and the other thing, I think this was the main reason I didn't go, is I was so scared that I was going to get sick, and it was 8th grade, and you don't want to puke in front of like the boy that you think is hot. Were there people getting sick?
No.
Aunt, when you went, did people get sick?
Not that I can recall. No, but now when I get on a boat, I'll get sick instantly.
Really?
Yeah.
It's, all right. Well, you're not.
I got issues.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to the river with me this summer.
Send me pictures.
The only morning show I wake up with.
In the morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Now waking up.
On 95.1 KFrog.
Taking a look at what's trending this morning. Well, last night, there's a very scary moment that took place in the Cubs-Astros game at Minute Maid Park in Houston. Cubs outfielder Albert Almora Jr. hit a foul ball that struck a toddler sitting in the stands.
Oh, my gosh.
The girl was immediately rushed to the hospital. It was reported later in the night that she was conscious and responsive, and she is going to be okay. Very good news. But they actually stopped play in the 4th inning, and Almora was really he was shook up. He actually dropped to his knees. He couldn't continue his at-bat, and then after he did finish his at-bat, came back out into the field, and he was seen, like, crying on a security guard that was standing by the girl. So he just felt terrible.
Yeah.
And Major League Baseball, they have nets that sit behind home plate and kind of extend to the dugout. Well, this year, they've extended it a little bit more because this has happened in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So just to keep everybody else safe. But the thing is, I mean, they can extend the nets as far as they want. This kid was sitting just a little outside of the net.
Oh, my gosh.
You need to pay attention when you're at the ball game. Regardless of where you're sitting, I took my family to the Padres game last weekend. Mm-hmm. We were in a suite, very bougie of us, but still, you wouldn't imagine how many foul balls were in our vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless of where you're sitting, and I know baseball's a slow game and it does get boring at times, but still, you got to realize that it doesn't stop. There's always somebody that's going to be up at the plate hitting 100-mile, you know, per hour fastball, and it could be coming your way. So if you're going to the Dodger game tonight, they're playing, keep an eye on your kids. Keep an eye on yourself. Just be safe and be aware.
Oh, my gosh. That is heartbreaking. Tonight kicks off the NBA Finals. The Golden State Warriors getting ready to play their 5th consecutive NBA Final. Doesn't seem like their fans are tired of watching them, though, if you look at ticket prices. As you can expect, the ticket prices for the games are just ridiculous. But how ridiculous? So earlier this week, somebody spent more than $50,000 for a pair of courtside seats for tonight's game, game one of the series.
Oh,
$50,000 for a pair.
No.
That's not even the worst part of it. It gets even more expensive because somebody just recently spent almost $100,000 for a pair of tickets to go to game three to see them play in Oakland. $93,000 for a pair of tickets. So I looked up on StubHub. I was like, okay, well, what does StubHub have as far as tickets? VIP courtside seats range from $48,000 to $57,000 per ticket. That's just for game one. The cheapest ticket, if you're going to go to game one tonight, $533, but you are up in the nosebleed to watch them play.
Gee, yeah, you aren't even like in the same zip code when you're sitting up
there. Yes, and I'm a little bit of a seat snob. If I go to a game, I want to sit somewhere where I'm going to see the game better than I could on my couch.
Oh, sure.
You know, and I get that this is an experience because it's the NBA Finals. You know who can afford these ticket prices? Drake and all of his crazy courtside antics. I am so excited to see what he's going to be doing during the finals. According to multiple reports, though, he has already had a talking to by the NBA about, you know, you got to kind of slow your roll. You got to stay off the court. You don't have VIP access. He thinks he does.
He's a little much because he's like the ambassador for the Raptors or something. So, yeah, he thinks he's a player sometimes. He'll like get in the huddle like, dude, no, you can't.
Giving the coach a shoulder massage. Like, no, sit in your seat, order a beer, get a hot dog, chill out.
I could not imagine spending that much money on a game.
I would spend that much for the money just to sit next to Drake to see what he does.
You went to the World Series.
Right.
But, I mean, obviously tickets weren't.
Oh, I didn't spend that much. No, I spent more than I wanted to go to the World Series and then to see my Dodgers lose. Thanks for bringing that up, Anthony.
Any chance I get.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
In the mornings, in the car.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Love it.
Big and Rich right here on 95.1 K-Frog. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Very excited. Those guys coming out to Southern California this weekend.
Yeah, they're part of the Temecula Valley Balloon and Wine Festival. John, do you have a fear of heights?
Yes.
Do you really?
You're asking me, am I going to be going in a hot air balloon?
Yeah.
I've never been in one. I don't know. I might try one. Big Kenny probably definitely will because, as we all know, he's continually floating in a hot air balloon. So it won't be that weird for him.
So we know you're a whiskey guy with the Redneck Riviera, but are you a wine guy as well?
Sometimes. You know, and you guys have some of the best wine in the world. I'm actually a California wine guy if I'm going to drink wine. My dad's a preacher, you know, and he says, well, Jesus didn't turn the water into Dr. Pepper, right? A little wine every now and then ain't going to hurt you.
Hey, I was on your Instagram the other day, and you have a guitar-shaped pool. Who came up with the design for that? Was that all you?
No, actually, if you can believe this, it sounds like something I would do. My wife is the one that told me. She said, you know, we're right in the middle of Nashville, and you've been a musician your whole life. We're going to build a pool. Why don't we make it look like a Gibson guitar? And I went, holy cow, that's a great idea. People that fly into Nashville can see it before they land at the airport. So nothing says welcome to Nashville like a guitar-shaped swimming pool.
Now everybody knows where you live, though. They're going to show up for an impromptu pool party.
Oh, that's fine. They show up all the time. Listen, I've got one of those houses that the tourist buses actually pull up about four or five times a day. And sometimes I'll see them on a security camera, and I actually walk out there and go, hey, guys, what's going on, you know?
It's in your robe and your glass of coffee.
Oh, you know, my robe and my cigar with my poodle under my arm.
All right, we got to ask you, because we saw the video that's been floating around. Are you guys going to be covering Like a Virgin at the Temecula Balloon Wine Festival?
It's possible. Do you want to hear us do that?
Well, we thought it was interesting when it came out. It's definitely a different sound for you guys.
It could happen, yeah. Plus, hearing two dudes sing Like a Virgin is an interesting thing to check out.
He said it, not us.
Yep.
Interesting was a nice way to put their cover of Like a Virgin.
I'm surprised you didn't tell him how you really felt about the song.
Heck no. John Rich, he'd come out here and kick my butt. Hey, here's the cool thing. So they're performing Sunday at the Temecula Valley Balloon and Wine Festival. Before they hit the stage, John Rich is going to actually be out for a whiskey bottle signing. He has his very own whiskey, the Redneck Riviera. So he will be at Temecula Wine and Spirits on Sunday from 11 to 12:30. He'll be out there signing bottles of his whiskey.
How cool
is that?
Yeah, yeah. So do you like a little meet and greet kind of thing?
Exactly. Yeah, check that out. So Temecula Wine and Spirits on Temecula Parkway, Sunday, 11 to 12:30. You can see them before they hit the stage.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I want to go down there and see if he'll let me go in his guitar-shaped swimming pool.
Love the way that you get me started.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Woo!
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Okay, so one of my favorite meals in the entire world. I love breakfast, okay? Big breakfast fan. I love pancakes.
Okay.
It's like the go-to. Todd Frazier, who plays third base for the New York Mets, he posted, I think it was on Snapchat or his Instagram story, whatever it was, had a nice stack of chocolate chip pancakes sitting right there on his plate.
These are monstrous.
Did a before and after photo. So the before, there's the pancakes looking all nice and pretty on the plate. Shows us a picture of the aftermath, and he ate the middle of them.
Leaving it,
it looks like a donut, essentially, where there's just an outer rim, and then there's just nothing in the middle.
Start in the center when you eat your pancakes.
That is the oddest thing I've ever seen.
Not at all, because it totally makes sense if you think about it. Okay, so when you get your pancakes, where's the butter? The butter's right there in the center. Mm-hmm. So the center is all ready to get eaten. So then you take the butter, you spread the butter around, and you start eating in the middle. Then we make that little hole in the middle. That's where you pour the syrup. Then the syrup soaks through. It's like the osmosis of syrup into the pancake to make sure that you have a good ratio of syrup to pancake.
I feel like that would make them way too soggy.
No, because you eat as you go, and then your hole just gets a little bit bigger, and you add a little bit more syrup. You add as you go.
So you're taking like the Thanksgiving mashed potato approach, make your hole in the middle, and then you put your gravy in there, so that way it just kind of expands and hits everything.
I guess, yeah, I didn't think of it like that.
I'm trying to get on the same page as you, because this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
This is the best way to eat pancakes. It will change your life. Because rather than, here you go, you dump all the syrup on, then you start eating it, like what, one of the edges? Okay, yeah. By the time you get to the other edge, it's soggy. You haven't eaten it enough time. So if you start in the center and just kind of work your way out, that is the best way to eat pancakes.
I just don't understand how you can start in the center of something. I used to have a friend who, when he would eat a hamburger, he would have to eat all the way through, like straight through, like he couldn't bite the corners, so he would have like ketchup on the side.
Yeah, that's just weird.
Like, that's really weird.
No.
I feel like that's kind of the same thing. Like you're going right down the middle.
No, you start in the middle, you work your way out. That is the way to eat pancakes. It's the dumb debate. We need you to weigh in. When you eat your pancakes, do you start on the outside of the pancake and work your way in, or the inside of the pancake and work your way out, which is the logical way.
I'll be blown away if you have people on your side. 888-431-3764. Give us a call or text us. What is the correct way to eat a pancake? We have a lot of people weighing in. Here's a text from 951. It says, you eat pancakes from the outside in. Only a child digs into the middle.
Okay.
Kelly.
Call me a child. That's how I like my pancakes. Here's another text message from the 909. It says, from the middle. Yes, you always start with the best part. That would be the middle.
Don't you want to save the best for last?
No, you just get started. Just dig right in.
Is there ever a point in time where you don't eat the outside?
Yeah. Do you always eat your entire pancake?
Yeah, that's why I make them.
Uh-huh. No. Jenny, what about you? We didn't get you to weigh in. How do you eat your pancakes?
I go from the outside in.
Outside in. Because
the part in the middle, by the time I get there, it's full of sweet, buttery syrup, and that's like the best part then.
So you're saving it for last.
Yeah, I save it for last.
I've never, ever heard of your way before.
See, but my way makes sense. If you think of it in terms of pancake to syrup, you start in the middle. That's where the butter's at. Starts a nice, good bite. And then you just kind of syrup as you go. That way your pancake doesn't get soggy.
Huh. Well,
logically, it makes sense.
Yeah. But you just have to try it. It will change your world.
Well, we've got some text messages coming in. Here's one from the 951 says, you're all wrong. I eat the outside going into the middle, because if I just eat the middle, it's going to get way too soggy.
See, that's the thing. It doesn't get soggy, though, because you syrup as you go, and then it slowly soaks into the pancake. That's the logic behind it. I'm telling you. You guys got to try it.
It's science.
This text message here, we have an expert here from the 909, says, I'm with Kelly on this one. I used to work at Denny's. Come on, expert opinion. I've definitely had my share of pancakes. The best way to eat it is from the middle out. You start with the best part right there in the middle.
I like the best part last.
That's same.
See, but for me, like if I started on the outside, like I don't normally eat the outside of the pancake. No, you just eat the middle.
Do you eat the crust on bread?
No.
There you go.
You're one of those people.
I'm a child, okay?
All right, here's one coming in from the 909. Says, I'm not going to agree with either of you. I cut my pancakes into small squares and eat it like that.
Wow.
That's way too time-consuming.
Yeah.
We have a lot of dippers,
yeah,
too.
A lot of dip text messages.
Where they have a little bowl of syrup and they dip.
All right, how do you eat your pancakes?
In the middle.
In the middle, and then you work your way out.
Best way ever.
Who taught you that?
My grandfather. And if you get full, then you don't have to eat the yucky crust.
See, because that's the worst part. You start eating your pancake from the outside in, you get full, you don't get to the middle, which is the best part. And that's just so wrong. It's tragic.
No, this is tragic. You're eating them from the middle.
Text message here from 951. Of course you eat them from the inside out. That's where the flavor is. Start with the flavor. See?
But see, you're saying, okay, the butter, you said the butter is in the middle of the pancake, but aren't you, correct me if I'm wrong, aren't you supposed to spread the butter around so it's all equally distributed on the cake?
You do, but when you get the pancake, the butter's already been sitting there, so it's already soaked in, so it's ready to go.
Here's my favorite text message of the day from the 951 says, anyone who eats pancakes from the middle is definitely a serial killer.
Only betcha. A serial killer of pancakes. Let me tell you, it looks like a murder scene when I'm done. All right, 951 here checking in on text message says, the center is the absolute most scrumptious section of pancakes. They're buttery, syrupy, squishy deliciousness. I always serve my kids and tell them that I have to sample them first just to make sure they're not poisonous. And I always take the bite out of the center.
Ah, what a good mom.
She sounds like she works for the Food Network. She described a pancake like so well. Yeah.
She must. And I'm not disagreeing that the middle is not the best part, but I just think it's weird to start with it.
Well, you're going to have to try it. All right. You get the last say in the dumb debate. How do you eat your pancakes?
I eat it like I would be slicing a pie.
My man, I'll take it. Isn't that crazy to think that you would start in the middle of a pancake?
It is stupid to me.
Hey, we don't have to get name calling here,
stupid.
Okay? I'm just telling you guys, just try eating your pancake from the inside out. It will change your world.
Go ahead, turn it up, up.
Brightens up your day. Wakes me up and gets me in the mood.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Don't stop it.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
7:06 here at the Frog. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Taking a look at what's trending this morning. Now, I love the weird things that trend on Twitter and how involved people get with them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tweet going around that claims that every woman has a freckle on her wrist.
Okay, let me see. Right hand, that's kind of close. No, left hand, definitely.
You have one.
Right there. Yep.
Ginny?
Nope.
No?
No?
I'm clean.
Ginny just broke it.
Well, there goes my trending story of the day.
So
anyway, people are chiming in all over Twitter about this. They said, you know, take off your watch and your bracelets and double check. And there are thousands of people sharing their photos of their freckle on their wrist. So if you have one, if you can't, let us know. Text in 888-431-3764. And I was like, oh, let me check mine. Sure enough, I have one. I'm a little concerned now. I don't know what that means.
It means you're a female.
Finally, we can have a girls' night.
All right, tonight kicks off the NBA Finals. The Golden State Warriors are heading back for their fifth consecutive NBA Final. And it doesn't look like their fans are tired of watching them compete for the championship because the prices for tickets are just ridiculous. But just how ridiculous are they? So earlier this week, somebody paid more than $50,000 for a pair of courtside seats for tonight's game, Game 1. And then, that's not even the worst part of it. Coming up in Game 3, somebody spent $93,000 for a pair of courtside seats to see the Warriors in Oakland.
Wow.
Doesn't that just hurt thinking about, oh my gosh, the story was talking about, you know, that's usually 2 years worth of salary for a normal person or a down payment on your dream home. And somebody is dropping this for just 48 minutes of watching basketball.
And Game 1, you're not even getting a champion out of this.
Right. I went to the World Series last year because I had to see the Dodgers. It was heartbreaking. I spent more than I wanted to, but it was not anywhere close to this amount of money. So I looked up on StubHub, and for seats tonight, if you're going to go courtside, they range from anywhere from $48,000 to $57,000. The cheapest ticket tonight, $533, but you are in the nosebleed section.
For that amount in the nosebleed
for
section.
For that amount of money.
I couldn't. Even if I had the money, even if I was, I don't want to say if I was a diehard fan of one of these teams, especially Toronto, because this is their first time in the finals, I just don't see myself pulling the trigger and being able to go to a game for that much money.
The one person I'm super excited has enough money to afford courtside seats is Drake, because his courtside antics have been hysterical to watch. So much so that there are reports going around that the NBA has issued him warnings of, hey, dude, you can't go out on the court. You can't touch the players, because Drake just acts like he's VIP and he's at home watching somebody play at a playground.
He wants to be on the team so badly.
He does.
So bad.
So I can't wait to see what he does tonight. Hey, stick around. We're going to try and hook you up with some tickets to Tailgate Fest. The 10-question takeover is coming up in just minutes.
Waking you up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Every morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony here on K-Frog. We have tickets to Tailgate Fest that we're going to need to give away right now. So, we got a round of the 10-question takeover all set, ready to go. You ready?
I hope so.
Let's do this. Question number one. What is the favorite food of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Pizza.
Pizza is correct.
All right, question number two. The sun and the moon both rise on the east and set in the what?
West.
West is correct.
Question number three. What sport did Hall of Famer Vladimir Guerrero play?
Oh, God. I'm going to say baseball.
Baseball is correct.
Woo!
Question number four. Yesterday, we said that gymnast Allie Reisman was spotted getting close to what country music artist?
Oh, I heard this. I don't know. I can't remember. Sorry.
You can still question number four if you tell us who was Allie Reisman spotted with.
Lee Bryce.
Not Lee Bryce. He's married, so that would be really awkward.
I hope not.
I got it. Okay, thank you.
Still on question number four. Yesterday, we said that gymnast Allie Reisman was spotted getting close with what country music artist?
Chase Rice.
Chase Rice is correct.
Moving on to question five. What three colors are on the French flag?
Red, white, and blue.
That is correct.
Here we go with question number six. Simon Cowell and Howie Mandel are judges on what reality TV show?
Oh, America's Got Talent.
America's Got Talent is correct.
Right, question number seven. This Mexican food restaurant is giving you a chance to win free burritos during the NBA Finals game tonight.
Taco Bell?
Not Taco Bell. All right, what restaurant is dishing out free burritos for the game tonight?
Is it Chipotle?
It is Chipotle. You're correct.
Oh, okay.
Question number eight. What actor endorses and is seen in commercials driving a Lincoln?
Oh, Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
There it is. All right, question number nine. Tell us, how many days are in the month of May?
31.
31 is correct.
All right, here we go. Question number 10. Get this right. You win the Tailgate Fest tickets, okay?
Okay.
Lindsay L. will be performing at Tailgate Fest. She was born outside of the United States. Tell us, what country is she from?
Oh, geez. Oh, no. England?
Oh, no.
Not England. Sorry.
Oh, dang.
All right, to win the Tailgate Fest tickets, tell us, what country is Lindsay L. from?
Canada.
Canada is correct. You're going to go out to Tailgate Fest.
Thank you so much.
Lindsay L., Lee Bryce, Brett Eldridge, and so many more. You're going to get to see them at Leal Ranch in Eastvale. Congratulations.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
What's your name and where you calling from?
Amanda from Beaumont.
Don't make any plans. You are going to be out at Tailgate Fest August 17th and 18th.
Thank you guys so much.
Were you trying to do a little French accent there when we're talking about the French flag?
I was. Oui, oui. Yes, I was.
Oui, oui.
I was just waiting on that, and I was going to make sure, after the Matthew McConaughey thing, I was like, if she doesn't say the all right, I'm going to do it.
Somebody's got to drop that line.
Hey, come on, wake up.
Waking up. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Puts me in a good mood for the day.
Uplifting.
Very funny.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
7:51 here on 95.1 K-Frog. You're in with the Wake Up Call. My name is Anthony. Sitting in front of me is Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
In the glass room behind us, Jenny Harmon. And we're playing a round of the Wake Up Calls. Who would it be? Where you get to find out a little bit more about us. And honestly, we get to know a little bit more about each other. So, what we're going to do is we're all going to have a question. On the count of three, we will answer who would most likely be the one to do whatever that thing is.
Okay.
So who wants to lead off today?
I'll do the first one.
Okay. Kelly's up.
So who would it be to become a politician? Out of the three of us, who's going to become a politician?
Yikes.
Okay. One, two, three.
Jenny.
Anthony. Jenny. Did you vote for yourself, Jenny?
I did.
Have you?
You too? No.
No,
you
I agree.
No faith in us?
It was process of elimination on that one.
Yeah, no way for me. I would have given it to Anthony.
I don't know if I would feel comfortable running a country, city, whatever part of office I'm in. I think Jenny's the one that will argue until she's blue in the face. She will.
And she always has an answer.
Even if she made it up,
yes.
I will believe whatever it is that she's saying.
If you say it with conviction, people believe you.
That is the thing. Yeah, Jenny will always have an answer, and whether it's right or wrong, you'll believe it.
And then I walk away and laugh. Yes. All right. Who's next?
I'll go next.
Okay.
All right. Out of the three of us, who's most likely to go all day without checking their phone?
Ooh.
Oh.
One, two, three.
Ginny.
Anthony. Ginny was quiet.
Ginny didn't even say anything.
Ginny, she groaned.
Yeah.
Technically none of us, but I think like if we had some sort of competition going on, then I would definitely, I mean, I would lock my phone in a drawer.
Well, if it was a competition, that's different. Going all day and not checking your phone. Yeah.
Well, because I use my phone a lot for work purposes.
Right. You're always in there doing stuff. You're posting stuff, social media, you're posting questions on Facebook.
Who would you still didn't vote.
Yeah, you haven't voted.
Okay, Kelly.
See, there's no way. I am.
Yeah, I mean, you got to check on your. Your family.
When I get my like weekly screen report time, I'm like, oh, good. I have no life. Yeah, that was really tough.
Who depends so much on.
Phone. That's really
bad. Ginny, it's up to you. The last question.
Okay. Who is most likely to accidentally wear an article of their clothing inside out? One, two, three.
Kelly.
Has that happened before?
Yes.
Okay, that's why it sounded familiar.
Hey, okay. In all fairness, we get dressed really early in the morning. Most of the time, I'm trying to be polite to everybody else in my house, so it's dark. So, yeah, I've definitely come to work, and clothes have been inside out, or I've got two different shoes on, something doesn't match. That for sure happens, yeah.
We still love you anyway.
No matter how foolish you might look.
Looking like... Look like Punky Brewster in here.
Here we go. Waking you up with the most country.
Wake up in the morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
It's 8:05 here at the Frog, and Kelly has your grab-and-go gossip.
It's all brought to you by Dr. Troy Andreasen at PlasticSurgery.com, or you can call him at 1-800-NEW-LOOK. Rumors going around that Miranda Lambert is already done with her marriage after 122 days. Well, no, it is not true. There was a tabloid who had the story, and according to them, they had a source claiming that Miranda said marrying Brendan was the biggest mistake of her life. Well, Miranda Lambert's rep has now went ahead and cleared the air. They actually spoke with E! And said the story is completely made up. Not one iota is true. They are happy together.
Can't trust those tabloids sometimes, you know?
And that has to be the worst part about being a celebrity, is reading all the bad stuff about you and
constant
your marriage.
Stuff.
Yes, definitely. All right, I thought this was interesting. The story going around about LeBron James. He has a candle obsession and says that it is completely out of control. He spoke with, right? He seems like a total candle guy, right? He spoke with GQ, and he says that he relies on the scent of candles to help set the mood for game day. He said, I have to light a candle in my room on every road trip and while I'm in my room. Has a lot to do with the energy of the universe. He said it's also a way for him to bring a little bit of home with him to make him comfortable in his hotel room. Hopefully next year we can find a winning scent to help him in the Lakers.
I was about to say, whatever he's sniffing this season, not working.
Those candles ain't working. All right. A lot of people talked about the new movie that's coming out, Rocket Man, and I thought this was interesting. Elton John recently opened up about who he wanted to play himself. Because have you ever thought about like, oh, if there's a movie about my life, I would like so-and-so to play me or whatnot?
Yeah.
Elton John said first person he thought that he wanted to play him in his film was Justin Timberlake.
JT?
Yes. I was like, okay, I could see that. And then when you start to think about it, it makes sense because Justin Timberlake was actually in Elton John's music video for the song This Train Don't Stop There Anymore. And in the music video, he wore like a prosthetic nose. And according to Elton John's husband, he said he was just amazing at it. But they never approached Justin because they said it just wasn't the right time.
So was he dressed like Elton in the video?
Mm-hmm. And they said he just totally nailed it. But
well, why wouldn't they get JT?
I don't know. I think Justin would have been amazing. Now, the film's director, Dexter Fletcher, he was part of Rocket Man, and he came in at the back end of Bohemian Rhapsody. He said that next year, working on another film, this time the subject will be Madonna.
Okay.
Which could be interesting because there's a whole lot of stuff about Madonna.
It's a long movie.
Yeah. What are you going to show about Madonna?
Oh,
I don't know. Madonna doesn't intrigue me as much as Bohemian Rhapsody, I thought was amazing.
See, still haven't seen that. I'm dying to see Rocket Man.
Rocket Man, I'll see. Probably won't go to the movies to see it, though. I'll wait till it comes out, but I do want to see it.
The Madonna film, sure. I don't know. Wait, why was it? I don't know a lot about Madonna. What would be Why wouldn't
she's
it be
just crazy? You know, her kids refer to her as Madam X. That's her new album that's coming out.
Oh, do they really?
Yes.
That's what I'll have my kids refer to me as.
Madam X?
Or Sir X. I have the freckle on my wrist, remember?
Okay, Jenny, please, just take it and run with it. It's 8:08 here on K-Frog.
Woo! Now you're smiling as you wake up.
Good morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Wake up.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
That's a wrap for the Wake Up Call's full show podcast. Thanks so much for listening.
Make sure you rate and subscribe the podcast, and you can follow us on social media.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at K-Frog Radio.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.